Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
A bit cluttered, can't quite see you for all of the mounds of socks that are in front of you.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh, no, you. Not me. Come on in. My home is completely empty of all things. Come on in. Isn't it?
I was
it
just talking
free?
To the third, that third co-host of this podcast that we have, who we've never allowed to speak, but they just sit there staring at us, and we call them Goat Man. I was talking about Goat Man.
Perhaps you, or, listener. I was going to say, perhaps the listener.
Oh. That makes more sense.
More sense, yeah.
Look, welcome to the podcast. This is Nobody Panic. My name is Stevie Martin. Full names today. With me is Tessa Coates. To my right is Goatman. And you'll be listening, and you, the listener, the sort of proverbial goat men. And we are doing... So Tessa's decided... We're going to do this episode based on an experience Tessa had that I think is one of those things that you go... Oh, that'd be so lovely, but I wonder what it's like. And then you don't actually do it. Tessa actually went and did it, and now we get to find out, A, what it was like, B, should we do it, and C, have a laugh.
It's exactly right. What was it? It was an orgy. Yes, that's right. No, of course it wasn't. It was a Marie Kondo decluttering experience. I bought it for myself for my birthday, which was in September. And I had a little cry on my birthday. And in fact, that's a lie. I had 8 or 12 cries. And
I thought it was 3. So that's gone up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just sort of relentless tears. And in one of the cries, my friend was like, "What are you crying about?" They're like, "Well, what did you want for your birth? What do you actually want?" And I was like, "Well, I don't want anything." And I was like, "Well, I mean, obviously I've got loads of things I want. I want a personal chef. I want to be physically well. I want Marie Kondo to come to my house. Like, these are my dreams." And I said them without real thought. They were just right there in the forefront of my mind. What do I want most in the world? A Marie Kondo experience. My friend went on her phone and then just like turned the phone around and was like, "There you go. A woman comes to your house and does it." And I was like, "What?" It never really occurred to me that like it was an actual service that you could get. The company is called Spark Joy. It is a woman called Katrina. She is the loveliest woman I've ever encountered. And she comes to your home and holds your hand on your decluttering journey, otherwise known as your tidying festival.
Okay, I can see that I'm going to be muting my mic a lot through this. And also, because want to be supportive and will be supportive.
Listen, the thing is, you can tease me if you like joining
I
a
won't.
Cult. I've transcended beyond. There's nothing you can do
because for I have seen your drawers.
Yeah, and my literal drawers as well. They were my underwear.
The drawers in your drawers. Yeah, very excited about this. Before we get into it, because once we get into it, There's no getting out. There's no stopping that train once it's rolling. Oh, yeah, yeah. What is the most adult thing you have done this week, Tessa? Coats.
Well, mine is, where did I leave us on the narrative of my football journey? Did I share with you my Lola Bunny theory?
Yes, that you want to look like, everyone kind of secretly wants to look like Lola Bunny.
Or not supposed that you secretly want it, but like as a teenage girl or a girl child or in your early life, you are like, if I wish to play the boys' sports, I need to be not only smoking hot, but unbelievable. And then sassy afterwards and like say all sort of sassy, cool things. Anyway, and therefore I feel when I'm playing football, and now I play every Saturday with just a gang of pals and we play on a rooftop. And I just keep looking around being like, this is like a joke. This is like a joke opening of a film. You'd be like, no one has that nice a time living in the city. What you all need in your life is a Charlie Perkins. Shout out to Charlie Perkins. Doesn't listen to the podcast. I'd suspect, doesn't even know it exists. But hello, Charlie. Charlie Perkins is a friend of ours who is a producer. And my Lord, she's an efficient producer. It's like, this is the event. This is what's happening. The first time we played it afterwards, everyone was like, oh, is everyone free? Should we maybe go and get a drink? She didn't really say anything. We wandered to the nearest pub. We went in. There was two tables booked in the beer garden under her name. Like, that's the level of efficiency. So I've been extremely lucky in being like scooped up by this efficiency. I myself did not organize it. So if you want to take on that mantle, it is a tricky one. But then there's just a WhatsApp thread, and then it's like, anyone got any other friends? And then it's just like, anyone's welcome. And now it's like, if there's more than 10 people there or less, or whatever, it doesn't really matter. We don't play anyone else. We just play each other. We play for an hour. You're welcome, Stevie. You're in. You come along.
Like, would love to.
Come along.
Absolutely. It's genuinely like, love playing football.
I've never ever played before, and I feel just crosser and crosser with each time I play of being like, this was denied to me for all of my 21 years. Like, I was like, from birth till now, I've not played because I thought you weren't allowed to play football. And it's so silly and dumb. And also, honestly, when Charlie blows the whistle at the end, or we get kicked off because like the next team of like properly good people want the pitch and we're all just like screaming and like running around, the time passed like in a second. Whereas when I do like an exercise class for an hour, from the moment it starts, I'm looking at the clock being like 56 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
It's just very, it's very wonderful. A thing I would say is that like, it felt very much like, oh, I've been scooped up into this nice thing that someone else has organized. But I feel like I had been like open to the universe of being like, I want to do this team thing. I want to start playing football. And then it was like, oh, look, all the things have collided and worked out. So I think just make yourself open to it. Step one.
Make a vision board.
Stick football on it. Next thing you know, someone's invited you to play. That's honestly how it happened. So believe in the power of the universe. Play more football, everyone. I hope I inspire you to do it if you think you can.
Love that. Well, mine is, as ever, much more straightforward and simple and boring. Administrative. I, as I've recently gone fully vegan,
good for
and
you.
You're not supposed to say it's difficult to get protein, but it is. and anyone who says otherwise is a moron. And it sounds like it's a product placement, but it's not. I just, my hairdresser gave me one and I was like, this is delicious. And it's a really healthy, good, low sugar, really high protein chocolate bar called Misfits. And you get them in like a million different flavors. So currently I bought like 70 the other day of all different flavors. I was like, I like these and we're just going to double down on it. Like cookies and cream. There's one called Speculoos and I don't know what that means, but it's got like lovely biscuity bits in it. Basically, I'm smashing through them and I feel very adult about it because it's something incredibly grown up about being like, I'm not getting enough protein and I'm also going to do something about it and then also doing something. I was like, no, I am actually going to try and get enough protein and my nails grow normally now. So it's actually really nice.
Oh, good for you. Well done, you.
Thanks. Right.
Please.
Tessa, just real quick off the top of your head, worth it?
100%.
Amazing. Okay. Right. What happened? Who was it? What happened?
Katrina. A beautiful petite lady in a lovely little flowery dress arrives at my house, my flat, 9 a.m. Sunday morning. And she's going to be here for 5 hours.
Sunday morning. Okay, yeah.
She does it all the way through the week. And the week before, we'd had a half-hour consultation on Skype. And just a lovely chat in which I discussed my problems, why I'm not good at keeping tidy, why I've got too much stuff. The root causes of all the problems rather than just here are some solutions. We had a lovely chat about it.
What were the root causes?
like always being overly ambitious with what you can achieve and then never doing it, and then like someone's coming around, so you just throw everything into a bag and put it under the bed.
And understood.
Early low grade hoarder problems of like, maybe that'll be useful one day. Believes all your clothes are sentient, so it can't get rid of anything in case they are lonely. Brushing over that one quickly. So can't put anything in the bin because, you know, all of this nonsense. So just like keeps everything, and then got a bit of a problem with sort of out of sight, out of mind. So that's why I keep everything out, because otherwise I forget about it if I can't see it. So I want to have sort of open plan wardrobes, open things. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, I forgot I owned that. You know, if it goes in the drawer, it's gone.
Understood.
So we discussed some of these problems. Yes, lots going on. So she arrives. We had a cup of tea. And
had you tidied the flat before she'd arrived?
Not really, no. A bit.
Good of you.
I had tried a bit, but it was still pretty chaotic. And also this 5-hour experience, you think like 5 hours, yeah, bloody hell, your house must be immaculate. But actually you just begin, the thing about the tidying festival and the thing about Marie Kondo is, rather than just like be doing one room, you begin with like clothes, and within clothes you begin with like jumpers, then trousers, then socks, then dresses, then this, like you constantly work through the list. So if you're going to be like, I'm going to tidy all my books today, you would work through of like cookbooks, fiction books, fact books, books, blah, blah. You know, you'd work through in this list rather than being like, my books, you know. So it's this constant like breaking everything down for you. So things that feel totally overwhelming are actually like, we're just doing this. We're just doing this. So I definitely really thought, even though I've read all the books and I really know the literature, I was like, yeah, we're doing clothes, but I bet we can get through more today. But she was like, no, we won't. So the very first...
We literally will not.
So she made me go through the house and I explain where all my storage was, like where I keep things, what my like day-to-day life is like, where I get dressed, where I need things to be, etc., like what I'm using as storage. And then like I showed her some things, was like, this is a wheelie box under the bed. And she was like, that's chaos, like that's a bad idea. She was never mean to me, she was always like so supportive, but she was like, we're gonna find better solutions, she kept saying. So then you get every single item of clothing you own and you put it all on the bed. So this is like wherever they are, this is like all your coats, all your, you know, your underwear, your dresses, like everything out of the wardrobes, everything out of the drawers. Even when you're like, I don't need to bother with this one, I know I'm keeping that. It's like everything goes on the bed. And then you go through the spark joy process, which you have to...
Get off with your jumpers.
You have to hold everything in your hands and decide if you are going to keep it or... And you have to call it keeping with confidence. So if you are going to keep something, it's not like, oh, okay, I'll keep it. It's like, I'm keeping this with confidence. Like, I really believe in it. And you also... Like, there's lots of stuff that was in my wardrobe that's like... A 1984 World Championship cheerleading uniform. Not mine. Doesn't fit. I think it's hilarious. Like an original Hufflepuff Quidditch sweater. Again, there's a stuff that, you know, that I was like, oh, it's going to be embarrassing and she's going to see all this stuff that I keep and she's going to think I'm really silly. But she was like, I know I shouldn't bother keeping this uniform, but I think it's hilarious. And she was like, then keep it with confidence. Keep everything. Your entire wardrobe could be filled with fancy dress or like hats that you never wear or a dress from your great grandmother or anything, as long as when you look at it, you go, hee hee hee. Like,
yes,
I love it.
Right.
I'm filled with joy. They don't have to be like, you know, they don't have to be reasonable, good quality, use like all this, like a smart outfit that you wear every day. If like, if it doesn't make you go like, I love it, then you won't ever take care of anything. So it's about like the total reassessment of how you feel about the things in your house. And then you get to a lot of stuff, and we've like talked about this before, that's like, you go like, I should keep this, or grandma gave me that, and a lot of thing that was coming up for me a lot was, oh, that's really good quality. Oh, that was...
You say that a lot about things.
Yeah. Like,
look at the sleeves, though.
Look at the sleeves.
Or like, I got this, and it's from, you know, Whistles, but I got it from a car boot sale.
Exactly.
The material is so good. And then he's like, yes, but you don't want to wear it.
Exactly.
Because you don't like it.
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of things were expensive, but I had myself had got them from secondhand. And then I was like, but they would have been so expensive. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you aren't wearing them yourself. Or I'd be like, oh, that's linen. And she'd be like, do you wear it? I'd be like, no. But it's linen. She's like,
oh, that's linen.
Oh, that's linen. Like, give a shit. Like, it doesn't matter if it doesn't, when you, if you don't wear it and put it on. And like, and that's the thing, like with the cheerleading uniform, I don't say, oh, that's linen. I say, ha ha, that makes me laugh fun. Every time I see it, that's fun. As opposed to being like, oh, I should keep that, it was so expensive, or look at those buttons, or X, Y, Z. And then a really interesting thing came up, which was like all the stuff I thought would come up, which was like a lot of things were quite, not emotional, but there was a lot of sort of like, oh, I have this hoarding tendency and I have all these things. And then a really interesting thing came up, which was a couple of hours in, she said, are you the youngest? She said it very like casually. And I was like, no, I'm actually the oldest. And then she was like, oh, how interesting. You have, and she didn't like, this wasn't like a obnoxious-y therapy way. She just was like very offhandedly being like, you have a really, you have a real hand-me-down tendency, and you have no trust in your own taste. You don't believe in anything. And I was like, yes, that's very true. And she was like, I wonder where that comes from. And then after a little bit, I was like, okay, I've thought of the answer. I was like, okay, when we were little, everything came from car boot sales. And so everything on a Sunday morning, and I'm not saying this as like, woe is me, that this was the most exciting day of the week. On a Sunday morning, mum would come back with like a big bag of stuff, and you'd all get given like your toys, your bits, your things, like, what did you find? And it was like, it was an original YouTuber haul video, you know? It was like, it was so excited. But you never therefore like got to choose the thing yourself. You just got given it. And you, it yes. was lovely, but you didn't have to use it. And then the other thing was that these really classy, rich, this really rich family of doctors, really, really nice people, but really rich, lived at the end of the road or a bit around the corner in a really big house. And they had two girls who were 3 years older than me and my sister. And we would get every like season a massive thing of their clothes. And again, this is not a woe is me memory. Like, this is me being like, oh my God, yes. But therefore it was this like, here are your things and these are your things. And so you never, and then I said once, I do remember, I was like 9 and I remember going to some event in this jumper that I loved and I used to wear it every, I had a big star on it. And I remember this doctor dad so kindly being like, oh, I recognize this. And being like, oh yeah, you don't have any things. You don't, you know, you don't choose any, you didn't get to choose any stuff. You just like, you, they were someone else's choice, which is something I definitely have in my life now, which is like, I don't trust my taste in anything. And so she's like, so many things here, you've been like, I should, rather than being, oh, like someone's given me this, or this is why these things are here. And they're just not, rather than being like, oh, here are the things I have chosen. So this is why this like keep with confidence thing of being like, I actually love this thing. I keep with confidence, or I let go with gratitude. So you're like, you have this, when you like say thank you to everything. If you're like, oh, well, we had a good time, or like, oh, I used to wear that jumper every day. And it's like, you're not the person you were when you were wearing that jumper. Something I've been really keeping a long time. You remember that like winter like princess coat I used to have? It was black and it had like a fur trim.
100%, because 100%. I remember it, because you came out in it. So we went through the whole of winter and you weren't really wearing a coat. And you weren't really wearing winter boots, or like, you had like, you just looked very cold all the time. And then you like proudly came out in it in like the end of May.
Yeah.
It was boiling. We were like, and I was like, but why are you wearing it now? And you're like, because now was the time. It was like, no, but it's when you're cold. And you're like, oh, but.
Yeah, it's too precious to wear in the winter.
Yeah, you wear it when you don't need to wear it. Yeah.
This is winter coat, this little sort of real Anastasia, like princess black coat. I bought it from Urban Outfitters. I bought it for real money in a shop. And I'd chosen it and I was like so proud of this coat. And then I've not worn it in years. It just lives in the wardrobe. And yeah, I was like, oh no, like I'm so proud of it. And she was like, yeah. Do you have photos of you wearing it? I was like, yeah. And she was like, do you remember the places you went to now? I was like, yes. And she was like, then it can go. Like, you don't wear it anymore. And that time of your life is past, because a new time is here and you are proud to own it, but it doesn't have to stay with you forever. Like, it can go.
Yes. And also as well, it's nice to think sometimes, goes very emotional, doesn't it? And it's actually quite funny because it's like, she's talking about clothes, but it's not,
clothes,
or
but
as
not,
ever,
not,
you're not.
Exactly.
But I like to think when I give like something away to a charity shop or sell it on, or I put a lot of the old things on Depop and stuff, I always am happy to do it because I'm like, someone is excited.
Yeah.
They've spotted it and gone, oh, I want that. And that coat deserves to feel like that, because everyone deserves to feel loved. And I do love it, but everyone deserves to be worn. That doesn't
everyone
quite
deserves
work as
to
well
be worn.
As the analogy.
It's such a good one. My friend Emma City was saying the other day that she had given to a charity shop a skirt that she'd like loved and worn, but like, and treasured, but then hadn't worn it for years and had really been like, okay, gut-wrenching, but like, gotta go to the charity shop. And then a couple of weeks later, in the same area, saw this girl walking across the park, and the skirt had, it was like a long, very specifically coloured skirt, which had on it an element that Emma had customised, which is how she knew for sure this was the skirt. And she like saw it walk across, and the girl looked so proud in it. And she'd also styled it in like a totally different way than Emma would have done it. But it's like, she really felt as though the skirt like was at the end of a heist movie where like it like turned to just be like, just to nod to the protagonist and then like go its separate way of being like, yeah, let the things, let them go, let them be loved, let them go. They don't want to just live in your cupboard covered in moths, like, because you're like, oh, the memories, but like, let them go, let them make your thing.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So if there's something that you are thinking of doing, firstly, cannot recommend Katrina at Sparkjoy enough. Secondly, the tidying festival list is really easily available online. It is like, it's a very specific way of working through things. So after you've got your massive piles, and so you're working through it constantly, and you just get into this like spark joy habit of being like, do I actually like this thing? If you start saying, oh, I should give that to, oh, Stevie will like that. Or I said like, oh, I'll give that to my mum. And she would say, okay, let's ask her right now. And I was like, okay. She was like, otherwise you'll just put it in a pile and you'll say like, oh, that's for my mum, and you won't let it go. And also all you're doing there is just handing over your clutter to someone else because you don't want to deal with it. So she was like, let's take a photo and let's text your mum right this second and say, do you want this? And some of the things my mum was like, oh yeah, 100%, I'll have that. But some of them she was like, I don't want that. And one of them she was like, I gave you that, I don't want it back. So here we all were just passing around, you know, things in a circle. Her other thing was, if you say like, oh, I'll sew the button on, she was like, that you have a 1 week time limit from now, let's write it in the calendar. If you haven't done it by that time, it has to go. You didn't do the thing that you promised. You're just like giving yourself excuses. If you're like, oh, it needs to go to the dry cleaners, it's like, put it on the list right now of like the things that need to be done. And if you don't hit them in the week, like, off they go. Like, they, you didn't put the time in to care for them enough, like, off they go. Some stuff of mine, which is like really telling the quality of my things, even I was like, okay, I let them go, they couldn't even go in the charity bag, they had to go in the textile donation bag. And that's of like, if you see like a trade TRAID bin on like the end of your road, if you live in a city, it's like textiles, and they're taken down for scraps and made into other things, whatever. So many of my stuff had to go into textile donation
because it wasn't actually recognizable clothing.
It wasn't clothing anymore. It was just like absolutely ragged as shit, and like, you know, and also like, and so many things have been just worn to death. I also let go of my sweatpants that I had worn like all lockdown. I was like, be free, go, we don't, thank you, good time. And then so it was when we did my underwear, I was really laughing because some of those Marks and Spencer pants have been in there for so many years. And honestly, yeah, when they were going in, they looked so relieved. They were like, let me die. Like, please let me die.
You say, I've got a pair of pants, and I'm not joking, this is not a joke, and it's actually horrific. Is it the, I've got a pair of pants that I think I've had since like high school, like secondary school. So they're just normal green knickers. They've got a hole in the butt. This is exactly where my asshole is.
Yeah.
And it's, the hole has now become so big that now when I put them on, it's like, ha ha ha, but I do wear them.
Yeah.
And I had to throw them in the bin the other day. And it was, yeah, it was like, this is absurd that you're throwing them away now, because they're not actually, they didn't look like knickers. They looked like some sort of weird sex pant.
Yeah. And the pants were like, please let me go. Please.
This is embarrassing for me. Like, and yeah, your butt's like, I deserve more. Like,
I deserve
please.
The thing. So after you've like made all your choices, a thing that she's really into is shopifying your closet. So, you know, when you're in like a fancy shop or literally any shop, or you say, oh, have you got any more of this? And the shop assistant is like, oh, yeah. And they open a drawer and there's like, it's just, oh, my God, like they're so neat in the drawer. Mm. It's like, why shouldn't you have that in your own home? Like, why not? Like, why not create that feeling of like, oh, look at that drawer. You know, why not do that everywhere? And so she does a lot of work with shoebox lids, because then you can sort of like make drawer dividers. She was very pro, like, you don't have to buy all like the expensive stuff to like make drawer dividers. You can make drawer dividers with literally anything. All those, if you keep a person who keeps boxes, because they might be useful. Oh, ho ho, they're literally going to be useful. Here we go. And so you can divide everything up really neatly. She rolled all my pants and then they were like so neatly in the little drawer. And then when you see anything that's like not that nice in there, you can feel it being like, not me. Not in a like, oh, I'm not good enough. Yeah, but it's like truly, no. Like, come on. Like,
come on.
Yeah. When it's in like a massive bundly mess and you root through and you know that there are pants in there that you go past every day and you're like, yeah, you can say like, but obviously not you. I'm looking for a good pair. When you actually see them like neatly rolled up together, it's so clear that you're never going to pick those, the ones with your whole butt out. Like, and so you do start to, when you see it all together, you do become better at being like, oh, okay, yeah, just the nice ones.
God,
okay.
I'd be so worried. I'd be like, look at them all proudly rolled up. Aren't they doing their best? Because I sometimes wear the bad pants, not necessarily the ones with the hole in them, but I've got ones with like a bit of the elastics come off. Or you know, you're just like, oh, it's just, because I'm like, oh, it'd be nice for them to have a day out.
Okay. I understand 100% because I do that. Do you think they actually want a day out, or do they wish for death? You know, like,
I think they are a piece of material that any self-respecting person should absolutely not be wearing every day, unless they were, you know, having some real issues that I'm not having. So,
okay, wait, can you see what that word says?
Should.
It's the word should, which you just said there.
Interesting.
And so that was a really big thing for her, of like, anytime should comes up, you need to be aware of that. So what you said there was you took yourself out of it completely and you said any self-respecting person should not be doing it, as opposed to how you personally feel. And once should is in there, if it's like, oh, I should get rid of that, or I should keep it, it's like, no, you shouldn't. If you think, yes, I should let that go, it's silly. It's like, no, it's not. You like it. And if it's like, I should keep that, it's like, no, you don't need it. Everything has to be total confidence. And so if your thing is like, the pants want a day out, that's the truth, you know? And they do want a day out. I understand that there are a few pants that, some pants were just like, please, I want out of here. They were leaping from my hands into the textile donation bag. And some of them were like, maybe we could stay. Like, so
one more turnaround.
Maybe one more turn.
Mortal coil.
I had more to give, you know? So they went in the drawer and I was like, yeah, okay, come on, like couple more rounds, you know, let's go. And then sometimes I would be like, you done or you want to stay for more? But like, you have to, you know, you have to do, like, I think the reason that like these books are so popular and that people like want this stuff is like, you're not alone in those feelings of like, my pants want one more go. You know, like, you're not alone. And then we say like, oh, that's crazy, I shouldn't be saying that. Should. Doesn't matter, you feel that way. Of course we feel like attached to things and whatnot. Anyway, so, oh, and also when you go through it and you actually like see just how many, for example, how many soft blue jumpers you own, you're like, huh, okay, this is a problem. And then she was like, and again, none of this was this sort of wanky, like, where does this come from? It was just like, you really love blue. And I was like, I really love blue. And she's like, and you really love soft things. I was like, I really love soft things.
You love soft things.
And then she was like, well, why do you think you have so many? And again, none of this was like, as I'm saying it, it sounds pretentious, but I cannot stress enough how like non-assuming and just like kindly it was. And she was like, why do you have so many sort of things? And I was like, I guess anytime it was like raining or cold or I'd had a bad day, I would buy like a lovely soft jumper. And she was like, why do you think you'd buy another one? I was like, because I guess they're not good enough quality, so they don't feel soft. And she was like, okay, so maybe just one really soft, lovely, good quality one rather than 10 decreasingly yeah. poor quality one. And she made me write a list called I Have Enough of all the things, you know, when I was like, anytime there's a list, and it's not to be like, and so her thing was like, it's not the words you have too many, it's you have enough, you don't get yourself, you don't like beat yourself up, I'm like, I've got too much of this. Mine were, I have enough swimwear, so clearly I have a problem, I just love the idea of swimming costumes. Number two, I have enough soft things, and I have enough black leggings, I have enough black tights, as opposed to being like, you have too many, and like, you're not being told off, just you have enough, you don't need to buy
yes,
more. And if your instinct is, but I want more, but like, well, the ones you have aren't good enough then. And the very last thing is about rolling stuff up. So you fold everything up, so it's only taking up about an inch of space upwards into the drawer, so you can see everything. You can do sort of color-coded stuff. It's basically about making this sort of like, ooh, every time you open the drawers. If you constantly find yourself flicking over one object on the way to another, you're like, okay, I'm actively not choosing that one every time. Should that stay in the drawer? Should that be here? It just makes you like way better at like getting into the spirit of like, what's actually lovely? What's actually lovely? Is this the name of the game? When you get dressed in the morning and you're like, oh, here was the thing. Here was my stuff. Here was this. Everything's clean and tidy. I didn't have to like root through the laundry basket to look for something. I'm not leaving in a stress. I'm not cross at myself because once again, it's got a stain on it because I didn't remember. You're like, oh, look at me go. One woman, ticket to success, please. And so it does absolutely become part of your whole life. And then when you get, we did just like an hour of folding at the end. And once you get into the rhythm of folding, you're like, this is so therapeutic and nice and a pleasant thing to do and takes seconds when you get good at it. And again, there's so many YouTube videos out there about doing it. I cannot describe it to you through your ears. I think you need to see it. And then once you get into the habit of it, you're like, oh my God, this is really nice. And then when you do, next time you do laundry and you've got a whole pile of dry clothes, you don't just throw them in. You're like, oh, the folding bit. And it's not long and it's not tedious. It's just like, oh, lovely, you know, and yeah. It feels nice rather than being like, here's a boring yes. thing I have to do now.
Makes me want to immediately go around my house and start like just sorting stuff out, which is, I think, the point.
Crucially, how would you begin that if you were going to? I know we're very close to the end, but just this is the main take home if you were going to sort things out.
Categorizing it like, I'm going to do my wardrobe today.
Perfect. And then with it, exactly. So it's not, if the place that everybody falls apart is you'd be like, I'm going to do the bedroom now, and you try and do everything. But it's about being like, I'm just doing my jumpers, or I'm just yes. doing this.
Be specific.
Specific, specific, specific. Otherwise, you get yourself totally overwhelmed. Then immediately you'll find a photo album and you'll be crying. And then this is the end of the day, you know?
Of course.
Of course.
Find a photo album, start crying. Thank you so much for sharing your experience, Tessa.
Thank you for having me on the show. It's really fantastic. There's like 4 bags. Oh, you're supposed to get things gone straight away. So they have to go out of the house, even if they just go and like sit in the car or something. Mm. Be out of the house. Ideally, to take them straight to the charity shop, so you can't be like, oh, I'll just get that back out of it again. And honestly, gun to my head, I couldn't tell you anything that was in those bags.
There we go. So that worked, didn't
right?
it? That's like, exactly what you want to happen.
Right?
That's amazing.
You aren't thinking like, oh no, my precious thing. It's like, no, you don't need all this stuff. You don't need it.
You didn't
it.
Actually go. Care about it because you've let it go. Well,
let
thank
it go.
You. And I hope that
thank you so much.
I hope that helps. I hope that helps, everybody.
Educate, inform, and entertain.
Yes. And buy our book.
Buy our bloody book.
Do message us if you have any episode ideas that you would like us to tackle. Any, like, well, we're coming up to the old Christmas time as well. Any sort of, like, festive things that you would like us to do. At NobodyPanicPod or NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com. I'm at Stevie M. The S is, of course, as ever and always, a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates.
We'll be back next week for some absolutely rollicking good vibes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.